I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to find out about our shows and hosts and get the information that allows you to be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. We just had it a couple of weeks ago at the Monterey Fairgrounds on October 29th and 30th. It was a fun event. It was the lead up to Halloween and Samhain and All Saints Day and All Souls Day and the Day of the Dead. It was the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. And that meant only one thing. It was time to have fun. And everyone did. It was a great time. Make sure you sign up at rhodapsychicfair.com to be on the email list, so you can be informed of upcoming events as well as the next Rhoda Psychic Fair at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, we have made it to the 15th of November. We are halfway through this month of magic and miracles and limitless possibilities. So much has gone on. So much has been happening. And the energy keeps shifting since last week's show, when we ended up having an election that stunned the world and probably stunned many of you. If you listen to us, you probably were not a voter for Trump. But if you were, so be it. But here we are, and as you know, each show, in every way, I like to read from Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, he wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wants us to know that we in our present reality are a direct result of our past thoughts, beliefs, and actions. And that's created this reality we're in. It's not external. It's not who did what to us. It's not what happened to us. It's not the breaks we weren't given. It's our thoughts, actions, and beliefs that brought us here. And in addition, James Allen wanted us to know that every day when we awaken anew to a new day, we have a fresh opportunity to create our future. It doesn't matter what we did in the past. It only matters what we do in the present to form, create, and move us toward that future. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little section for each day of the month. So I'll read today's for the 15th, but I'll also read yesterday's for Monday the 14th. Let's see how we started this week. What did James Allen tell us? He said, harmonizing thoughts. Could there be a better message for all of us right now? A person is the causer, though nearly always unconsciously, of his circumstances, and that whilst aiming at the good end, is continually frustrating its accomplishment by encouraging thoughts and desires which cannot possibly harmonize with that end. That's the issue of if you say, I want to do something, and then you think, I don't know if I can really do that. You've just canceled out that thought of, I want to do, or I would like to, or I want to focus on, or I want to give my attention to. The minute we create that negative, it's an eraser to that thought, that intention, that drive. And today for the 15th, James Allen told us dreams are magic sparks. Dreams are the seedlings of realities. In The Power of the Dream, Celine Dion sang, "Deep within each heart, there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination. Your mind will take you far. The rest is just pure heart. You'll find your fate is all your own creation." Dreams are magic sparks, the seedlings of realities. And just as we have a new opportunity each day it's important for us to put inside of ourselves thoughts that are positive, that are forward-looking, that aren't creating overwhelm from all that we see going around us in the political arena. Yesterday, in the Daily Word, they told us for Monday, "My inner wisdom guides me on my path to good." And today, for Tuesday, it said, "I trust in the process of life." Allow yourself to trust that what's unveiling, what's unfolding, what's going on will give you something to work with. You may not like it. You may not want it, but it will give you something to work with because you can still create your reality through your dreams, your hopes, and your beliefs. And that leads us to today's segment. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves and teas to create unique fusion consultations to empower your personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. And she provides a unique Go With The Flow every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Salazar. I think that there's so much going on. And with all this stuff happening on the public stage, right, it's easy for us to get hung up in that and be looking outside of ourselves. And if we do that right now, we're going to miss an amazing opportunity. Because this is the time between now and the end of November, let's call it the time of the final dumping, right? So we talked about this year being a year that's about releasing anything that no longer serves us, of integrating everything that's happened to us, but we're kind of at the point in the year where we don't have a lot of time for in-depth analysis. We just need to be ready to dump and go, right? So if there are still things you're carrying around in your heart, in your physical body, Solasar and I were talking before the show started that he's gone on, is it a potato diet, right? So if there's things that we want to do to drop and do a cleanse physically, this is a good time to get that in between now and the end of November. If we're carrying things in our mind, now let's talk about, it's easy to look at on a physical level. Just say, oh, I'm carrying around all these toxins because maybe I haven't eaten well, or, you know, I had a period in my life where I drank too much, or I took prescription drugs for something and there's residue in my body. It's easy to look on a physical level and say, hey, I'm carrying around this extra baggage. Or maybe it's weight, or maybe it's this or that. Or emotionally, what is leaving you with a heavy heart? Because we just are moving out of the emotional part of the month into the mental part of the month. And we have a month that is devoted to transformation. So it's a wild card month where we can touch upon anything that requires any last minute finishing for the energy of this year, which again is all about let it go. Anything that's too hard to carry, anything that's too heavy, let it go. Anything that brings you pain and suffering, let it go. Anything that makes it so you feel like you're just showing up in life to get through it, let it go. Because if we can do that, if we have the courage to let go of our old ways of seeing the world, our old ways of seeing who we are in that world, our old ways of approaching things, we can go into 2017 with this beautiful clean canvas, this beautiful clean slate, with beautiful pots of color just waiting to be made manifest. Wow. But if we still have our lives, our minds and our hearts full of clutter, then we've taken up the energy and the space that was meant to go into new creations, holding on to the old. So this is a good point. We've got a handful of days, 16, 15 days left to do this letting go process, this releasing. Solazar has talked numerous times on the show about Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian art of forgiveness and release. It is very powerful, cord cutting, very powerful. So whatever works for you, and as we've been going through this year, we've shared a lot of tools and techniques around releasing and letting go. This is the time to pull out the stops and to focus inside of you and to let those things go. And as you have things come up through your day, welcome them. I had a situation yesterday where a casual comment from a friend, and this is a friend I've had for 20 years, left me in tears. And this moon, this full moon that we are just leaving, was going to touch and pull on the emotions to say, where are those little boo-boos? Where are those wounds? And I realized after I kind of reacted to the situation, I thought, I don't want to feel this way. So what is it that it's hitting inside of me? And what am I willing to do to heal that kind of core wounding? We've had Chiron kicking up all year long to say, what is our core wounding? So that we, not to cause us pain and suffering, but so that we would have the courage, the depth to go into that place and bring it out into the light and wrap it with love and allow it to be healed, to allow it to say, I'm going to let go of this pattern. I am willing to graduate from doing things the hard way. Because that's what this 9 years is about. It's about coming to a place where I say, I am done. I am ready to graduate. I'm ready to learn life in a new and different way. So, back to the stage that we're in. There's a lot going on. The holidays are coming up. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of trauma and drama out there. And it's easy in each day to get drawn into that. And yet, if we look at our own backyard, our own inside ourself, inside our family, inside our personal interactions with each other, and focus on transforming and releasing those things that come up, we will be in a much better place at the end of November for going into the pure energy of next year. So here we are in the mental week, and I would argue that for most of us, that's where our opportunity of greatest transformation resides, because many of our boo-boos of our heart are tied to judgments that we hold of ourselves or others, old pains that we hold on to because we felt that we were wronged or somehow invalidated or maligned, that we were somehow abandoned, that all those stories that we tell ourselves, right? So if we dig under the pain that the heart holds, there's usually mental things that are still holding that in place because it's reminding us of all of the evidence in the evidence locker as to why we shouldn't open our heart. The mind keeps track of those things because it's trying in its strange and bizarre way to protect ourselves from harm. And yet our greatest safety now, our greatest source of transformation is through that open, loving heart. So as we go through this week of the mental week, it allows us to go and do this mopping up, this cleaning up of these complex little nuts that we've left that probably have a mental component, an emotional component, and because it all rolls downhill, possibly a physical component. So this is a great time. And the reason why is that we not only have this wild card energy, this limitless potential, it gives us the possibility for magic and miracles. So every day this year, we were getting more light and energy and illumination and information coming onto the planet. We have more of that light and love and illumination at our disposal than we did at the beginning of the year. So if you have some of these things that you save to the end, maybe it's you save the best for last, right? You have more at your disposal to address them and transform them. And sometimes it's as simple as stepping out of the role that I will no longer choose to be the victim. I will no longer choose to be the villain in this situation. I will let go of the need to be the hero, which then creates the victim and the villain, right? So you'll see these, they're almost like pre-patterned dances that pop up in your life that you go, aha, I know that one. I know the steps to the dance. All I have to do is change some of my steps. The other person doesn't have to change necessarily. Even if I change my steps, it becomes a different dance. So don't put the power outside of yourself. Take your power back because that's part of the graduation process of this year. The universe and our souls are asking us, are we ready to graduate? Are we ready to take our power? Are we ready to stand as co-creators with the universe as we go into this one year? What are we going to choose to create? And is it more of a redo of all that we've seen in our life so far? Or are we going to stand outside of that story and choose another way of being? And to do that, you need a little space in your life, whether it's time, whether it's, for some people, it's changing a little bit of their environment, so there's just room for more new to come in. You know, they say if you want a relationship in your life, only sleep on your side of the bed and make space in the closet for someone else. Whatever it is for you to create that little bit of space, that opening that gives the universe an opportunity to bring new things in. This is the time to make that space. So as we go through this mental week, expect, well, that's another problem with the expectations. Take that back. Just allow whatever needs to come up to come up and welcome it, deal with it in the moment. Think of it as if you were playing a video game, you're up to the master level now. You're going to have things coming at you left and right. And just like that little ninja, just take them as they come, right? Don't put them off to the side. No procrastinating. Just take them as they come, deal with them, and go on to the next thing as quickly and with the least amount of trauma and drama as possible. So I want to zero in on a couple of the really great opportunities this week because we've had some very powerful days in this month of November already. So that is squeezing us, stretching us, asking us to go just a little bit further. And that's going to continue as we go through this week. So a couple of days to focus in on. We're still in that power of the moon yesterday, which brings in this alchemical power. So the moon is particularly good at dealing with bringing up the emotional issues, but also offering your heart up and let the moon just bathe your heart with waves and waves and waves of light, feeling that light as love, allowing it to wash over you like the most beautiful, gentle waves of the ocean, just washing your heart clean and allowing yourself to be filled to the brim with that love and light. And then as we go to Wednesday, Wednesday brings us another dose of clarity. It's a big double dose of transformation. It's asking us to see ourselves as those Christed beings, as that we are our own Messiah. We're not looking outside of ourselves for someone else to come save us. We will simply honor that light that is within us and that is within all beings. And that is part of opening up to the truth of who we are. And then on Friday, huge day, so double star that on your calendar, it brings this threshold, this doorway, this complete alignment with the energy of this millennium, which is all about learning who we are through our relationships with others, learning who we are through connectiveness, through collaboration, through partnership, through communication, with diplomacy. So that is a day, as we interact with others, if you find yourself holding back, it's a day to reach out to make those connections. Don't go into separation. Realize that we all yearn for union. We all yearn for coming together to create something better, to create something more. And that also brings the energy that day of heaven on earth. So extremely powerful day. And it's almost the way the vibrations come together, like a Swiss Army knife. You can slice it and dice it about 8 different ways. And in doing that, the common denominator of it is about that reaching out. It's about that connection with our soul, connection with ourself, connection with each other. And then we have another big day on the 20th. So it's going to bring another dose of this kind of a portal of connection, a portal of communication, along with the energy of bridging heaven and earth. So it's bringing that heaven into every one of our relationships, every one of our connections with another. A very powerful day. And so you're going to go, think we have a theme going here? I think so. Which is leading up to, I'm going to talk about it because we don't get together until the end of the day on the 22nd. The 22nd mark as a universal recycling day. So when we said, this is the time to just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, that opens up like all this portal of energy saying, whatever is keeping me from experiencing heaven on earth, whatever that is, within me, let it go. So all those locks, those blocks, those governors, those places that we hold back, those places that we've blocked in our energy fields. So what would it be to experience life as bliss, as ecstasy, as love, as laughter, as fun, as fulfilling and gratifying and whatever it is for you, whatever that list is. Everything that is holding back the tide, that's a day. Just let it go. So I wanted to bring a couple of vibrational tools to remind people, because this is part of what I use to help with that release process. So we're going to first talk about those tools, which is the colors of red, brown, olive, aromatherapy, lavender, sandalwood, bergamot, and wild orange. So sometimes I'll just put the wild orange in my water. I'll put lavender in the diffuser or put it in with lotion or put it in when you're drying your clothes. Know that as you smell that, there's a natural, almost this energy of just like, surrender, just let it go, right? Do it before you go to sleep at night. Put a couple drops on your pillow. Same thing with sandalwood. And because in our dream time, we do a lot of releasing. We do a lot of processing. And then if we want to align with that energy of transformation, then you can work with cream and coral and fig, those colors. The aromatherapy is cedar. And if you want to capitalize on bringing in that limitlessness, that essence of magic and miracles of unlimited potential. So if you find yourself just feeling stuck, that these are the ones to pull out and work with. Aromatherapy is grapefruit and lemongrass. They're very motivating. So if you find yourself kind of sluggish and stuck, also Melissa, a type of lemon balm, they all have kind of a citrusy thing going. Those will get you moving. If you find yourself procrastinating, pull those out. The colors to work with, blue and aqua. So that is some of our information. We have an event coming up on Friday, which is the Circle of Light. And the Circle of Light is an amazing community event that brings spiritually minded people together. They have had amazing speakers and different events over the years. Our event on Friday night is beautifully timed. So it's the Bezonged event, which is bringing symphonic and planetary gongs together in different configurations. The focus of the evening is all about what we've just been talking about. It's all about transformation. It's a great opportunity to say, I will use the power of sound, the power of sound healing and vibrations to just move through me and use that to let all this stuff go, right? So I used to always joke that it's worth an awful lot of analysis sessions and mental things if you could just let the sound move through you and let it go. It kind of bypasses the mind and does the work that needs to be done. So that is Friday night. The doors open at 7 o'clock, and it will start promptly at 7:30. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary at 490 Aguajito Road, off of Highway 1 at the Pebble Beach exit. And you might want to Google that because I know they're doing some construction around that exit. It's a definitely interesting event, and hope you come out for it because I think it would be a powerful way to cap off November. We also have an event coming up. I have one on December 2nd. This is our vibrational infusion events. And because December really starts the energy of the following year, we're going to do some special things that evening to help you understand about the opportunities for next year and to actually really key into working with the vibrations by experiencing the aromatherapy, the colors, the stones that we talk about, and some of the tools you can work with vibrationally to really be your own alchemist in your life. So if you're interested in that event, please give me a call at 831-676-3722, or you can reach me by email at kirilani@prodigy.net. So, Solazar, I think that is what we had for the Go With The Flow. What are you seeing on your calendar and of events?
Well, actually, the real big thing is something you touched on was really yesterday's full moon. Now, I saw the moon Saturday evening, but Sunday night and Monday night, it was fogged over. Wasn't really able to see it. But this full moon that we're having or had as you said, we're kind of moving from it, was in Taurus at 22 degrees. It was actually in the morning for us here on the West Coast. It was 8:52 a.m. Monday when it was actually the fullest, but we would see its brilliance. But because it was a supermoon, it's actually the second of the and largest of the three supermoons, which means it was closest to Earth and very, very strong. Like you said, you had an experience on Sunday with someone saying something that emotionally triggered you, which was unfortunate. But at the same time, as you said, it helps you identify, why did that trigger me? What was it? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I didn't leave it there. I dug into it and said, okay, how can I use this to now go into that wounded part of me and release whatever this is?
And I always like to do that right before I bury them. So that was my perversion. I'm sure you didn't like that.
No, I didn't like it.
But you're absolutely correct. What we're supposed to do, I think a couple of things just about your event on Sunday that you said your encounter, is that one, we have to allow ourselves to feel the pain. Don't judge yourself for and I'm not saying that you did, but for each of us, we don't judge ourselves that we felt hurt. We have to do what you said, find out why we were hurt. What was it? Where does that come from? It's not what they said. It's not what they did. It's coming from a place well beyond in behind us that creates that as a triggering mechanism to always bring that emotion of hurt up again. So I think it's important that you dug into that and were able to deal with it. This actually is the closest moon to date in the 21st century that we had, and we won't see one this large again till 2034. So it's important that we know what we're dealing with as we come out of this portal of the moon also. This is our time to restore our inner balance, our harmony, reconnect with our inner peace, and a renewed sense of purpose. And I want to come back to that. The renewed sense of purpose is absolutely important for everyone who went into shock, to grief, to loss as a result of the election. So not only are we all emotional right now in so many different ways, not only are we all feeling a sense of vulnerability. I have people that can't stop talking about the election. At the same time, I'm trying to stay informed about what's going on, but not engaged, because it's too emotionally traumatic to stay engaged. And I encourage everyone to do the same thing. Make sure that you're looking at your own inner motivations. I also want progressives out there everywhere to stop pointing the flipping fingers. You know, we've got, you know, who says it's Comey's fault? Who says it's Hillary's fault? Who says it's Bernie's fault? Who says it's those who voted for Jill Stein's fault? Who says it's this one's fault and that one's fault and everyone's fault? Get over it.
And in a way, it's irrelevant, right? At this point, it is what it is, right? So we got to deal with reality.
Well,
then we have to focus on what do we want. And what practical steps, what positive and productive steps can we take in creating that? Because complaining on what was and complaining about what happened last Tuesday is taking our power away from putting that energy on what we can do.
And that goes back to James Allen, in my estimation. It's about what is the bubble of your world? What is the part of your world where you have control? You have decision-making ability. You can choose. Focus on making that a brighter level of light. Just like you said, you had an event on Sunday. It caused you to go into an emotional reaction to it, and you examined and explored it so that you don't have that emotional reaction again. It's like I said, it's not about what they said. It's about what it triggered. And you mentioned Chiron. I wanted to bring a couple of things up, if I may.
Sure.
Is that, as you know, with Chiron, right now Chiron is in Pisces, and we know that it's the wounded healer. So Chiron kind of comes out and says, I want you to heal. But in order to do that, you have to feel the hurt of what needs to heal. So sometimes, as we always said, the lesson is not always an easy lesson. Earlier when you were speaking about we don't want to do it the hard way anymore, I think that that's a good way for people to recognize that life has challenges. And whenever we are confronted with something that we feel is challenging, we have to ask ourselves, what can we do to move past it? What can we do to improve it? What can we do to remove any hurt or pain related to it? And sometimes we have to be in the pain. But as we move past it, what we want to recognize is that we're actually going to a new level of growth each and every time. And so Chiron wants us to grow and heal. It doesn't want us to be in pain. But because it's in Pisces, Chiron is the centaur, so it's a hybrid of man and beast together. And then Pisces are two fish swimming in opposite directions. Both Chiron and Pisces represent a dualism, the symbolism of opposites, the symbolism of opposing forces coming together as one. And I think that's the way we heal. I believe we need to take that energy and say, we can heal because it's okay if I do this. I just have to don't have to do it from an emotional charge. And sometimes it's okay if I feel a little hurt from that. I just don't have to react to the hurt and inflame the situation and make it more dramatic. We can allow ourselves to take the steps forward as we go through our healing process. And now Chiron is in retrograde and it won't be direct till December 1st. So, and then it's going to continue through March 2017 in Pisces. So we've got a long journey of our healing. And when it moves forward on December 1st, it's actually pushing us forward and saying, it is time for you to take action on your healing if you haven't already done so. So I look at the election for all of us. And I say all of us because, as I said, I seriously doubt that the Trump supporters listen to this show. But if they do, good on you. But I say for all of us that went into a grieving process as an outcome of that election, we're not done with healing the country. We have a long way to go, but we can heal ourselves. We can allow ourselves to be informed. We can allow ourselves to be engaged locally, and we can allow ourselves to be bright, shining examples of divine light in the world without turning into vitriol and revenge and retribution. I would like to look, in my case, at President Obama as a role model of dignity in adversity, and to use that as a way to guide through this term of the election. And I think others can even look at Michelle Obama in the same way. Two very dignified people, highly chastised, highly criticized, highly put upon, who always maintained dignity and acceptance of all. I would like them to be our role model in our healing of as we go through this Chiron and Pisces period. So, and as we said earlier, November is also bringing forth the energy, or I didn't say this earlier, but I think I said it in an earlier show, of major change and a principled stand. It's asking us, the sun going in Scorpio as it is in the Sabian symbols, as it hit the full moon, the sun and the full moon, the Sabian symbol for the sun at the 23rd degree of Scorpio is a bunny metamorphosed into a fairy. So everything is hopping around. There's all of this energy. And the fairy, to me, represents anything that's possible. Allow yourself to be open to the possibilities, as you mentioned, for this month of November. And with the moon in the same degree in Taurus, it's kind of like a jewelry shop where it's saying that there are all these beautiful things around you if you open your eyes to see them, to draw them, to attract them, and stop getting stuck in the darkness. So those are the energies really coming forward. It's this full moon is really pulling everything right up until the end of the week. Did I lose you, Kira?
Oh, I was talking on mute. Yeah, I think it's going to keep pulling it out of us. So for those of us who generally avoid this kind of stuff, right? Like they don't want to get emotional, don't want to get into it, don't want to, you know, just know that that's what the work's about right now. So don't avoid it. Don't run away. Just go into it. And it doesn't have to be, honestly, any longer of a dark hallway than you choose to make it.
Well, the nice thing of the full moon in Taurus, in my opinion, is that Taurus is earth grounded. It's about being centered. It's about being balanced. It's about being in harmony.
Exactly. So it's like, let's bring ourselves, use that light to bring ourselves back into balance. And back to, you know, that's really what was experiencing with me on Sunday. I got home after I had this, you know, situation. I just went out and sat under the moon and just let it kind of bathe me. And it's so bright and so beautiful that it's kind of like, okay, it's going to do all the work. I just had to show up and be willing.
Yeah. And the other thing that full moon energy coming forward, and we're still in that portal, we have to remember it, because we're also pushed by the sun in Scorpio, you know, that emotional energy of Scorpio. But with that full moon energy in Taurus going forward, it's really reminding us also, look at the beautiful, ordinary things in your life. And so when you talked about Ho'oponopono earlier, it reminds me also of the other mantra that I do every day that came from Reverend Charlotte Tinker. And it's the mantra of gratitude that says, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever.
Well, that's beautiful.
And it's interesting how that very simple mantra, and so the minute you encounter something, if you say, thank you for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, it shifts you emotionally. Immediately, it shifts you. It allows that to kind of release and not come up. It allows it to settle. It allows things to be... We think sometimes that things have to be ecstatically fantastic. And if they're not ecstatically fantastic, there's something wrong. And yet, normal life is about the beauty of the ordinary. We have some low moments and we have some high moments, but it's the beauty of the ordinary. And if we can live in that ordinary, then we are living in the present moment, then we are being mindful. Because that present moment is about the beauty of what's there in that moment. Not what we want there, not what we wish were there, not what used to be there. It's the beauty of what's there. So I share that as what I see coming up. So the thing is really for all of us to play nice, exercise patience. And we have the give and take thing. You know, people, like I said, the person said something to you. It's not worth having an argument, a discussion, or going further, because all we do is escalate it. And now we have two people hurt, or three people hurt, or four people hurt, as people start engaging. And it's also a good time to allow yourself to treat yourself to something that's warming for you. Like you said, maybe it was just sitting under the moonlight to allow yourself to release. Maybe it's saying, I'm going to take a break and have a nice hot cocoa, or I'm going to go do a spa, or I'm just going to go sit by the ocean. But allow yourself to have those moments for release and decompression that are your moments.
Yeah, and I think, you know, whatever it is for anyone, I mean, other people, for them, it's going and spending some time in nature, going out in the woods and going for a walk, or going down to the beach and spending time by the ocean. For me, it's like having a few moments under the moon or in the sun. Whatever it is for you that helps you find kind of that place of balance, this week, particularly in the mental week, it helps to keep going back to that place of balance, because if you're in a state of reaction, you're not able to release things because that's what you're reacting about. You're holding on to it. You're playing with it. You're chewing on it. You are expanding and extending it. So this is the time to, if you catch yourself doing that, go back to your balance place. And the fastest way to do that is to just breathe into that area around your heart. Go back to your heart and let it balance. And if your heart is the one that's screaming out and saying, but I'm in pain, just allow the pain, allow it to be there, and say, I want to feel the light behind the pain, and just keep breathing into that. And think of something that you appreciate, invoke that feeling of appreciation, of gratitude, and just keep breathing that in and wrap it around any of that pain, and just allow your heart to expand again.
And actually, if you're feeling that pain in your heart, that is a good time to also do Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
Because your heart can heal as you express your love for yourself. To know, I love you. I'm going to help protect you. I'm here to work on this. We'll do this together. I'd like to share some words from Albert Camus, if I may. He wrote, in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy, for it says no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And that is so true to exactly where we are right now.
Yeah. And so, as you said, this is a transformational month. It's a transformational time. The astrological energy is asking all of us to heal and move forward, because any anger we hold for the election, and I mean, I could rail, you know me, I could rail for days about that election, but I'm not about to spend that energy, because I need that energy to live in the moment, to exist with whatever is going to happen, instead of spending my time worrying about what will be, or what could have been. Either one of those are non-productive because they aren't yet, or they have, or we're past it, as you said. So we need to have the energy to live in the moment. I'm very proud of California for the way it voted and its choices. And I'm very proud of the Northwest, really, for what it did as well. And I'm very proud that America actually voted more for a progressive agenda than shows as the result of the election. But that means we still have work to do, because darkness swallows things, and darkness is, the words are escaping me at the moment, but darkness is so powerful and potent that it sometimes feels like it, just like the never-ending story, the darkness will swallow us up. But as long as we stay light with whatever light we have, the darkness will never swallow us.
Well, and to know that we are made of the fabric of light, and that the light is actually more powerful. So now it is time to collect those points of light and focus them like a laser beam together, because together we are stronger than we are individually. And to know that when we do that, we have amazing power of creation. And that is where we want to put our energy. That's where we want to put our light and where we want to put our love. Not on railing about what we don't want, but on focusing our desire and passion and energy and action on what we do.
And I think you and I had a conversation. I know we had a conversation after the election. And I want to remind the voters of this. We or the listeners of this. We went through this during the George Bush eras, George W. Bush, of trying to remind people that what you focus on is what you bring to the forefront, what you bring out. In the world of manifesting an intention, whatever I focus on comes to me. And so much of the election was about Donald Trump, even from the Democratic side. It was about Donald Trump. So what did it do? It brought him to the forefront. So to all those people who want to rail or rage or stay engaged with the past or anger at Donald Trump, focus on what you want. Keep that focus. Keep that intention. Keep that dialogue. And don't let the speed bumps along the road keep you from keeping that intention. And we'll bring it to fruition. It will happen. It's inevitable.
And it's also, okay, you know, one step back, two steps forward, right? Just keep the focus where you want it to go. And it would be easy to get discouraged, disillusioned, and throw in the towel and go, well, we have no power, we'll just give up. And if we do that, we play right into that hand.
You know, I've heard a couple of conflicting things. One is, I don't mind people protesting that they didn't want Donald Trump. I actually had a problem with people protesting that he's not their president. Because unfortunately, the process, not unfortunately, but the process in our government is that when he takes the oath of office, he's our president. You don't have to like him. You don't have to respect him. You don't even have to want him, but he is our president. But I heard two interesting things. One came today from Tom Hartman, who said, because of the way the Republicans treated President Barack Obama and did everything they could to delegitimize his presidency, Tom Hartman was not accepting Donald Trump as his president. And I found that as an interesting thought. But I share it, not to ask the listeners to do the same thing, but I share it to ask, if you want to focus on what you want, don't forget the reality of the situation. When he takes that oath of office, he is our president. You don't have to like it. You don't have to want it. You don't have to be that comfortable with it, but he is your president. That's the bottom line. The second thing is I'm not comfortable with those people who would like to create the same delegitimization for Donald Trump and his cabinet and what the Republicans will do as they did to President Barack Obama and the Democrats. I'm conflicted on what the proper thing to do is, and I believe the proper thing to do is not say that you will surrender, that it's okay with what he does. I think you need to speak out with what's wrong. Speak out with what you don't accept. But speak out as a member of the United States of America who is speaking out under the First Amendment in opposition to what your president is doing. Don't speak out as someone who just wants to delegitimize him and say he doesn't belong there because he was voted in, according to the Electoral College. Those are my final thoughts. I didn't mean to get political, Kira. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't either, but it is the backdrop of the time period that we're in. And so pretending it doesn't exist isn't dealing with reality either, but it's back to each of us choosing what is the most positive and productive way that we can contribute to move things in the direction that we're passionate about.
And we can't heal if we don't accept the reality. That's the kind of the point. So as long as we create a reality that's against the reality that we're in, we can't heal. And Chiron is desperately asking us to do that. So, well, any final thoughts, Kira, before we wrap up today's show?
I feel like I'm forgetting something that I wanted to share, but we have put so many things together and so many things out there that I'd like to, you know, kind of sum it back up, that we're now going from the emotional to the mental week of the year, the month. This is a time where anything is possible. Anything that we need, if we focus on that, we can bring in transformational energy. We have limitless resources energetically at our disposal. So that means it's all, when it's in the mental body, it's all about what do we focus on. So put your focus on what you do want. Catch yourself if you get caught up in those tailspins and say, well, maybe that's one of the things I have on my list to transform. So get about transforming it and really clear your decks.
And you also mentioned earlier, too, you transform by going to the heart.
Yes.
And you have the Ho'oponopono. We also mentioned the gratitude mantra of thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. The Ho'oponopono of I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Those are ways of trying to get your heart to open and your mind sometimes, which may be more obsessive, to release, to allow the heart to open. So that was it. Circle of Light this coming Friday at Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. And people can also go to Kirilani at prodigy.net if they want to find out more about your December 2nd workshop about the energy of the month and what they can do as well. Thank you, Kira. Kira will be back with us again next Tuesday. And this coming Thursday, we will have Dr. Arnie Buss. And speaking of listening, I'm going to close out today's show with the wonderful a cappella Hallelujah from Pentatonix. I don't know how many of you are familiar with them, but if you haven't, please do look them up. Their work is fabulous. And I think all of us need to say, this is our hallelujah time. This is our opening to all that's possible, to the limitless of what's out there. So as we close, and also in honor of the passing of Leonard Cohen, who wrote the song, let's listen to Pentatonix and Hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.